You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Class for a Tuesday, a rainy, chilly, blustery Tuesday in eastern Iowa. As we take it through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you, Ben on the other side of the glass today, and we got a good show. We are jam-packed today. Rob Gray is going to join us. He covers the Iowa State Cyclones for the Gazette. We will talk Iowa State basketball. We'll look back at the football season, what is coming up perhaps in the off season. We've already had a big move as far as a new offensive coordinator for Matt Campbell in the Cyclones. So we'll talk Iowa State with Rob coming up in just a little bit. And then it's our Tuesday get-together with KJ Pilcher. Covers the world of high school wrestling, college wrestling, and also international wrestling. He was down there at Extreme Arena on Sunday, and we will talk with KJ, and that will be coming up on the program a little bit later on today. Great to have you aboard. We'd love to interact with you here today on the text line or the phone line as well at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Again, that is the text line. That is our phone line as well as our gym class program, as always, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. They're online at DePaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DePaco.com. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone out there, and hope you're making it a good day.
Yeah, I mean, we started off with bad news today, but hopefully it's getting better out there for folks. But, yeah, I guess not surprising, but very, very obviously a big blow as far as college football is concerned, as Mike Leach, the head football coach at Mississippi State, has had several stops prior to that, including getting his career started in Mount Pleasant at Iowa Wesleyan. And Mike Leach, the father of the air raid offense, along with Hal Mumme, passing away sometime early this morning down in Jackson, Mississippi, from heart problems down there. And he was 61. And outpouring of tributes coming from the world of college football, certainly. And he was certainly a one-of-a-kind coach, a one-of-a-kind guy on and off the field, and a one-of-a-kind individual was Mike Leach. They don't make them like that very often.
No, it was described well at the top of the hour Sports Center, an original. And I don't know how you can put it any better than that. He was unpredictable in his interviews, in his thoughts. He was himself. And I guess that's the way we should all strive to be, but it's not easy. He wasn't politically correct, yeah, from a football standpoint, he and Hal Mumme really developed that, air raid offense at Iowa Wesleyan. They palled up and on coaching staffs after that. But, and you know, as a reporter, ex-reporter, I guess, but there's guys you just love to cover. I love to cover Hayden Fry because he was unpredictable and many things, actually. But it would have been fun to cover Mike Leach because you knew what you were getting, but then you didn't. You know what I mean?
He would change the narrative very quickly. There's no doubt about that. You're right. And those guys are fun to cover. And those guys are fun to be around. And they're just, in this day and age, there just aren't very many of them around anymore. If you have a thought about Mike Leach, love to have you share it with us at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. 1600 here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class as we remember Mike Leach. I don't think there's been a whole lot discussed as far as what Mississippi State is going to do, as far as, you know, they were in the midst of preparations for their bowl game coming up. I would assume it would still go on. Okay, they are? Okay. And, yeah, I mean, it's a very tragic situation. Very tragic situation, no doubt. But, like I said, he will be, he's one of those guys that you're always going to smile when you remember something 10 years from now that Mike Leach did.
Leach would say, play the damn game.
Oh, yeah. He would. He would. And that would be the best tribute of them all, as far as Mike Leach is concerned. So, we mourn his passing, and then tell you about the third new coach to enter the Big Ten West coming up in what more than likely will be its swan song in 2023, divisional-wise, as far as the Big Ten Conference is concerned. Ryan Walters named today the head coach. He moves about 90 minutes to the east, or excuse me, yeah, to the east. I got to get my directions straight. As he goes from the defensive coordinator job at Illinois to the head coaching job at Purdue. He was the defensive coordinator for Brett Bielema. Mm. Illinois, as we know, Mark, had a terrific, terrific defense and a change, if you will. First time I think Purdue is going to go with more of a defensive guy in a long, long time. Maybe going back to what, Leon Burnett, you got to go back to?
That was by default.
And then Purdue has gone offense, 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 and more offense. Basketball on grass, Drew Brees, what have you. And now they're going to put their lot in with Ryan Walters and play a little defense.
I don't know much about Walters. I know a few things. You mentioned that Illinois defense. He transformed it from one of the worst in the country to one of the best. He's a young guy. He's in his mid-30s. And he's going to bring, with Jeff Brohm off to Louisville, going to bring in what Purdue hopes is a breath of fresh air on the defensive side of things. He coached with on Dan McCartney's staff at North Texas in 2013, one of his first full-time gigs. He was a grad assistant at a couple, three different places. But 2013, he was a young guy on Dan McCartney's staff.
Also worked at Missouri for both Pinkel and Drinkwitz. And, yeah, first defensive-minded guy at Purdue. I just looked this up right now since Leon Burnett came aboard after the 1991 season when Jim Young resigned at Purdue. So we still going to see some offense? I don't know. I don't know. It's not going to be Joe Tiller throwing the ball over the yard, though.
Nope.
We know that. Ryan Walters, only 36, but he becomes, as we mentioned, the third new coach in the Big Ten West next year. I think that will probably be it, though. I think we're going to stop right there as far as new coaches in the Big Ten, wouldn't you say? I don't see another one by chance.
I do not either.
Coming down the pike. We may have had one at Michigan State. another 5-7 season, and there may be some buyout talk coming, but we'll see. We'll see. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM as we come your way here on the during the 3 o'clock hour. Good text right here. And 0478 saying, Mike Leach recruited myself and a handful of guys back at Kennedy in 1991 when he was at Iowa Wesleyan. I remember his intense eye contact and his comment that he liked guys with wheels. He basically recruited all the players we had that could run 4-5 or better to play his spread offense. Oh, man. Very much so. Very, very much so. And he will definitely be remembered. He was unique. Very unique out there. All right. We've got two guests to get to. And we're going to start things off talking Iowa State with Rob Gray. We'll talk some basketball, men's. We'll talk a little women's basketball. Off-season, very interesting off-season as far as Cyclone football is concerned. And maybe a little bit about the new sensation in the National Football League. He wears number 13 for the San Francisco 49ers, Mark. That is Brock Purdy. We'll do all that when we return on the Gym Class after a look at the weather and a break here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And rain and strong winds will continue through the day today. We could have some heavy rain at times, and winds are going to be gusting as high as 50 miles per hour. Later on tonight, we are going to have temperatures continuing to rise through the 40s, and we'll have some scattered showers around. As we head into tomorrow, there may be some lingering rain. Temperatures will peak in the late morning and early afternoon before colder air moves in for the rest of the week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Love is about tomorrow, a promise of growing together through time. The Dickens family understands that. It's why, at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, though every proposal is special, there's still something extra special about a holiday engagement. Maybe you plan to present that dazzler down on one knee. Perhaps it'll wait silently in a stocking. Or maybe you've made intricate plans no one could even guess. No matter how you plan to pop the question this season, Hertine and Stocker will help you find the perfect ring to suit that very special hand you're asking for. Love is in the details, which is why Hertine and Stocker offers so many ring choices, from the most affordable to all-out bling. They also offer financing and their signature free layaway. So, stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and find the perfect ring with help from Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
I need to get serious about my health and work on lowering my cholesterol.
I want to focus on my mental health and overall health, too. But who can watch my kids?
Join the MAC now and pay no dues until 2023.
Access daycare, a women's-only workout area,
recovery massage room,
24/7 facilities, and more.
Plus, over $1 million in updates.
With a basketball court,
saunas,
lap pool,
and a hot tub.
Join now at jointhe-mac.com and pay no dues until 2023. Act now. Offer ends soon. The MAC, a place for every body.
316, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott, Mark, and Ben with you. We're going to talk to Rob Gray coming up here in just a moment. Our poll question at KGYMradio.com. It's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're Iowa's largest privately owned abstract and settlement company, providing real estate, closing, and title evidencing products to the legal, real estate, and lending industries, thanks to Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Deals with Mike Leach. I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
The question is, so what's the first school that comes to mind when you hear Mike Leach's name? Would it be Texas Tech, Washington State, or Mississippi State?
I'd say Texas Tech. That's kind of where he got things rolling. He had a really good coaching tree as well. Cliff Kingsbury, Lincoln Riley, probably two of the bigger names. As far as his coaching tree is concerned. The guy that saw a lot of Mike Leach, we will talk to next, and that is Rob Gray, covers the Iowa State Cyclones for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and give him a follow on Twitter. Always has great stuff right there. And sad day today, Rob. Good afternoon. Happy holidays to you, first of all. But, Mike Leach was one of a kind, man, and I'm sure you ran across him in the Big 12 many times.
Well, yeah, I did a decent amount. Happy holidays, Scott, to you and as Mark as well. Most notably that Alamo Bowl appearance, which, you know, wasn't that long ago. And, you know, the guy could hold court, you know. Interesting, quirky, innovative, controversial. I mean, he kind of ticked all the boxes, but I always enjoyed interviewing him and interacting with him, and, you know, gone way too soon at 61 for sure.
As far as Iowa State football goes, Rob, interesting off season. We can talk about recruiting in a little bit, but I want to get your impressions of what's going on with the coaching staff.
Yeah, I guess I knew they had to do something on offense. I didn't know that they'd do as much as they did. I think it was a no-brainer once they decided to part ways with Tom Manning, that you elevate Nate Sealhaus. I mean, just a really well-respected young coach, 32 years old, has been in the system for a few years now, and, you know, very, 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 very bright mind, football and otherwise. So I think that makes sense. Strength was a little bit of a surprise, too. I think Dave Andrews was well-liked by the players. But clearly something wasn't working there. So some changes, I think we might be closer to hearing about what you know, what changes there or who replaces him. But I guess in a nutshell, not that surprised when that offense was historically bad and one of the worst scoring offenses in the country.
What are Cyclone fans going to expect with Nate Shielhaus in there now as offensive coordinator? What changes do you anticipate anyway?
Well, I truly believe that they weren't that far off from doing what head coach Matt Campbell wants them to do, which is grind defenses down, keep them on the field. They just very rarely scored points at the end of those drives. So I don't think it, from a play-calling perspective, and I could be wrong, it'll be radically different. I think they'd like to have a balanced attack. And obviously the rushing game left a lot to be desired this year after Jairell Brock got hurt. You had to lean on third and fourth string guys much of the year, one of whom transferred, Deion Silas. So, you know, not a whole lot of different, but Nate's his own guy. And again, very, very – I think he wants to put his stamp on it, and I think Coach Campbell will give him every opportunity to do that. And as a former high-level quarterback at Illinois, this brings a different – I don't know, it's a mentality, a different degree of knowledge from an offensive perspective. And, you know, I'd probably be a bit more innovative, but I don't see the balance changing. They're going to want to run the ball. They're going to want to grind teams down. And that's kind of a hallmark of Iowa State football.
Maybe the guy that will be the, you know, the headliner in this offense next year, we'll see Arlen Harris Jr. transfer from Stanford, where he didn't play a whole lot. But coming out of high school, he is very, very highly regarded, recruited by multiple schools, and he's headed for Ames. How does he fit?
Well, just another really, really talented running back that, you know, I guess presumably you get a healthy Jairell Brock back. Cartavius Norton really did some things late in the season that came on after he'd been banged up most of the year. But it's all good to him to have that offensive line. But certainly Arlen Harris Jr., a great addition for them, a consensus four-star, a consensus top 40 quarterback at a lot of SEC schools, Big Ten schools. Obviously Iowa State was one of his many. I think it was over 20 offers out of high school in the St. Louis area. And a great academic fit for them, I know, too. I know what he tweeted out was about being, quote-unquote, aligned. So he's already well-versed in Campbell speak. So it was just a really nice addition, both athletically and academically for that backfield, which needed something.
Before we leave football here, Rob, how big an offseason is this for Matt Campbell and Iowa State? This is two disappointing seasons back to back now, going into 2023. And, you know, I think it's a pivotal year anyway. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Well, they have to start getting up back on the positive ledger when it comes to one-score games. I mean, their record is abysmal the last 2 years. I can't imagine there's a program that's losing a bigger percentage than they have. I mean, kind of throughout the TCU game at the end of the year, which I will give the caveat, they did find a way to somehow give up 62 points while limiting them to 380 yards of offense and change. So a new way to lose in a season filled with finding new ways. But yeah, it's going to be very big. You couldn't flip the record. I mean, if they're decent in one score games, and so that detail that Campbell harps on, the precision aspect, you know, they just never could execute a winning play, and they always seem to give up a winning play in return. It's huge. I mean, 4-8 is not acceptable by any standard, but certainly for Coach Campbell and that staff and those players, frankly. And a lot of them would be back, and I'm sure with a chip on their shoulder and knowing that they have to be better, particularly in those detailed things in 2023.
Brock Purdy taking the NFL by storm the last couple of games, getting his first start against none other than Tom Brady. I'm sure it's playing well in Ames. But I don't know if we could have written a story like this, Rob.
No, come on. We all expected this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All he needed to do is – he just needs the sack groceries, and it would be – we've heard this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for Mr. Irrelevant, I mean, it it's funny that that kind of was the headline when it came in, obviously, and rightly so from a national perspective, and helped the 49ers beat a really good Miami Dolphins team when Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. But, I mean, Kyle Shanahan wanted him. I mean, they made a point to sign him to a three-year deal pretty early on. And Mr. Irrelevant or not, last pick of the draft, he's really, really thrived in that system, been a sponge like he was at Iowa State. Basically, a lot of the attributes that Brock Purdy showed while getting a share of, at least, but owning most outright 32 Iowa State football records is on display there. And you hear his teammates raving about him. Christian McCaffrey, I saw, said that he was the one who explained the offense to him, and he knew it frontwards and backwards, and even had his own little wrinkles to some of those things, and then that highly highly successful system. So, you know, Cinderella story, come out of nowhere, you know, that kind of stuff. But I think for people who know Brock and how he prepares and does things, not that surprised that he's at least put himself in a position to perform at a high level in the highest in the biggest stage in the sport.
Rob Gray joining us here as we talk Iowa State here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class at 325 on KGYM. Let's shift gears to basketball. Iowa State 8-2 right now. I'm just going to say it. They're going to be 10-2 going into the Big 12 opener against Baylor. By the way, a 1 o'clock start. It was set today. So your New Year's Eve plans are okay. It'll be an afternoon game against the Baylor Bears. But it's an Iowa State team that's got a lot of positives, I think, right now. It's a very balanced team. It doesn't have that headliner like a Brockington last year, but it's got guys that can step up, I think, night in and night out, a different guy that could lead this team. And your impressions through the first 10 games.
Yeah, that's really what strikes me the most is, look, they're still a very offensively challenged team. They're not a great shooting team by any stretch. We saw Caleb Grill erupt with the career-high 31 and career-high tying 7 threes in that big win over North Carolina. But he's a streaky guy. Jaron Holmes looked to be the most consistent. He had a couple of rough games. Just a lot of guys who are, football coaches talk about complementary football. They're playing, I guess, complementary basketball. You know, Jazz Kuntz 21-8 in their last win, the blowout over McNeese State. And, you know, we've seen Oshun Osunyi occasionally pop, and then he's kind of receded the last few games. I think that's a point of concern, but a huge positive is that guy's got a track record, 1,000-point scorer, over 300 career blocks. He knows how to play the game. He's kind of adjusting to a different role, I think, but add Trey King, now becoming eligible, transfer who, you know, could kind of do it all and is really good in the paint as well. Averaged 6.2 rebounds last year playing. So I think, yeah, a lot of positives. But at some point, they kind of, I think, need to have somebody who feels like a go-to guy. But for now, committee is working just fine outside of the blowout losses to UConn and Iowa, and you know, both very good basketball teams.
Yeah, the Iowa game is kind of hard to explain, isn't it, Rob?
It is, because Iowa did exactly to Iowa State what Iowa State did to them, and I know Connor McCaffrey mentioned that after the game. I mean, they clearly had that game bookmarked, circled, whatever, highlighted, big asterisk next to it, whatever, and Iowa executed tremendously. I mean, just made Iowa State uncomfortable off the off the tip, and 15-0 lights out. I mean, that's maybe good for a team that's mostly new for Iowa State to get that kind of reality check. That hey, you know what, teams can do to you what you try to do, what you generally are successful at doing to other teams, and they responded since then. I mean, I feel like they're in a good spot heading into the last couple of games of the non-con and see what happens in the Big 12, which they did just enough last year to get to the tournament, and then, of course, the unlikely run to the Sweet 16.
A couple guys that I've been impressed by early on. I thought Robert Jones is getting better and better, and he's a good complement to Oshun inside. And then he knew going into his freshman year he had the body type to be a Big 12 player when Taman Lipsey. And I think he's showing this right now. He's never going to be a big-time scorer. He's not a great shooter. He's a streaky shooter. But he's a penetrator. He's a passer. He's a guy that can hit the mid-range shot. He's just looking more and more comfortable after basically being given the point guard duties with the injury early on.
You know, Scott, I completely agree. I mean, the level of maturity he has, the basketball IQ is keeping in line with a lot of the great point guards that Iowa State's had in the last several or recent years. You think of Monte Morris, even go back to DeAndre Kane as a transfer coming in. Those were kind of his idols. You know, he talked a few weeks back about having a mini basketball signed by them. You know, grew up in Iowa State, then obviously Ames kid. And what he's really impressed me the most on the defensive end, though. I mean, not only from a physical standpoint, but he's just a really canny player. Near steals. He's right place, right time. And I also agree on Rob Jones. I mean, who could have seen him being a guy who they can reliably feed in the post coming? I mean, he's night and day compared to last season. He had moments last season, but he's kind of consistently giving them, 6 to 10 points off the bench, a few rebounds, a good defensive effort. And that's been huge, especially with Ashun struggling at times. Another guy I'd mentioned, Hassan Ward, who isn't playing major minutes, but gets a lot of steals, gets a lot of rebounds, has some electrifying dunks. He's another newcomer that I've been impressed with, and I think we'll see how it goes with Trey King. But the track record says he's going to be able to perform pretty consistently for them as well.
Rob, what kind of buzz is there in Ames about the wrestling team, which went to Iowa? Neither team had a full lineup, but took Iowa to the last match. This is a really young team and pretty talented. What's the buzz?
Yeah, it's significant, Mark. I mean, especially the young guys, Swiderski and Pinero. They bring a swagger that, I mean, David Carr was commenting on it a while back, that their level of confidence and their level of just I'm going to be the number one guy is their stated goal from day one. He says it's pretty unique for guys that young. So you infuse them into a lineup that includes Carr and younger Bastida keeps improving, and he showed what he could do last year throughout the season, and his ceiling's high. Marcus Coleman, very good. There's a lot of competition in that room, and I think it's so good for the sport to have a highly competitive and charged Iowa State dual meet, and we saw that at Carver Hawkeye, and I think Iowa State is most of the way back. I mean, they're wrestling like a top five team. We'll see if they, if it translates again to tournament type settings, which it didn't last season. A great dual meet record, but great for the state, great for the sport. And the buzz is definitely very high surrounding that team.
Yep, I agree. And we know the buzz around Bill Fenley and the Cyclone women, as they did fall to Iowa and a much-anticipated game. The Hawkeyes played a very, very good second half, but Bill Fenley and the gang will be – they'll be just fine as they get into Big 12 play coming up here. And, Rob, happy holidays to you and the family, and we will talk again soon. Appreciate it, and keep up the great work covering the Cyclones with the Gazette.
Well, thanks so much. Great to join you guys, and happy holidays to you as well.
All right. We'll take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk with KJ Pilcher of the Gazette, so stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Remember how it felt to look up to the big guys? You can give a kid that feeling. Join the new Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Once a month, you and your little go to a sports-related group activity you both like. He finds somebody to look up to, and you get to be a hero. Sign up with your buddies so you can each get paired with a cool kid and enjoy activities together. Get in the game. Join the six-month Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters now. Get details at bigcr.org.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustin, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
We'll get you an Emil Sideways scoreboard update before 4 o'clock here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. As our thanks to Rob Gray for joining us. And we go from one scribe from the Gazette to another. We go to KJ Pilcher, joins us on Tuesdays to talk wrestling with us, high school wrestling, but we'll talk some, we're going to talk some international wrestling coming up today as well. And KJ's appearance is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. He is right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And KJ joins us on this cold and windy, overcast Tuesday here in Eastern Iowa. And before we start talking about high school wrestling, KJ, you were down at Extreme Arena on Sunday taking in the World Cup. And just kind of give us the flavor down there of what you took in and what you saw.
Well, you know, the one thing about the international wrestling, I mean, it's something, unless you see it with your own eyes live, I don't think you really have a full appreciation of just how athletic and how good these wrestlers are. You know, that really came into focus in 2015 when I got to cover the World Championships out in Vegas that September. And just seeing these individuals in person and what they can do, live streams and TV just don't do it justice. And I think the people that went to Extreme Arena and watched either of the 2 days really could understand that, just because these guys were so good. And, you know, the first time ever that the men's freestyle and women's freestyle were competed in the same arena at the same time, the World Cup, that is. And, you know, it was fantastic to see both men and women athletes being on display there. And tell you what, it was interesting to see, you know, the Iranian fans travel wherever. Iranian wrestling fans are almost second to none with the way that, you know, they cheer and they really kind of spur on their athletes and even just cheering wrestlers in general. They have one thing that gets overlooked is just their appreciation of all wrestlers. It was on display there as well. Kyle Snyder even mentioned that he was hoping that he would hear more USA chants than hearing the Iranian fans when he was out there wrestling. But, you know, that's more of a tribute to them. And even Mongolia, the Mongolian women, when they wrestled the United States in the bronze medal duel, they had a pretty strong showing in a loud crowd. It was kind of neat to see. I'm sure they probably were hoping for a little bit better numbers, but you know, the honest thing about World Cup in December in Eastern Iowa is you have so many things going on, especially within the sport. You know, there were some teams that got down there after they were competing, but when you have high school tournaments on Saturday, You know, you have other things. I think Iowa men's basketball played at the same time as the World Cup gold medal duel between USA and Iran. It's just kind of hard to kind of sway those mainstream fans to your side and get them there. But I think it was a decent showing overall, and Team USA looked really good, especially on the men's side, winning their 15th gold medal, beat Iran 6-4, got 3 straight wins from Zahid Valencia, Nathan Jackson, and then Snyder, who beat a 3-time world champion in Kamran Gassenpour, who moved up to face him. And, you know, Kyle Snyder's nicknamed Captain America for a reason. He clinched a few wins and team titles for the USA and World Championships and World Cups, and he did it again, something that he kind of relishes. So good event overall.
Well, Extreme Arena will get another crack at it next year, but, again, we'll be facing the same thing in mid-December.
Yeah, you know, and that's where, you know, they really just need to try to reach out and make sure people understand what exactly is going on in their own backyard. Because, you know, this, I'm telling you, people, maybe they take wrestling for granted being where it's at, but this is a whole nother level. I'm telling you, Mark and Scott, this is the level of athletes. These are world level athletes that are there. And maybe we do take it for granted because we watch 4 years of Kyle Snyder and Zahid Valencia, and we see them, you know, even competing in Carver multiple times. And maybe we just kind of take it for granted, but, you know, these are the best of the best. These countries that love wrestling, you know, Mongolia, China, Japan, Iran. And then they even have the all-world all-star team. So you're going to get top individuals from countries aren't going to be in the mix just because they don't have that overall balance to be one of those six teams. And, you know, that's the attraction. I mean, that should be what draws people, is just the elite competitors down there. Whether you're a wrestling fan or not, this is an opportunity to see Olympic caliber competition in your own backyard. You know, I mean, it's a fabulous opportunity, and I hope more people cash in on it next year.
Be the Ryder Cup at Finkbine, really. I mean, even greater than that.
You know, there's similarities there. And that's, you know, and I think they did the right thing. I think they reached out to the younger wrestlers. I know, I think Mount Vernon's girls team attended together. I think somebody reached out and allowed them to go and attend. I think maybe one of the Iowa City schools did the same thing. So I think that's also key too, is being able to get some of these younger wrestlers, especially on the female side, now that the sport's sanctioned in Iowa, to get them and you know, allow them to see what the standard is and what, you know, the people they should aspire to be like, because there's, you know, there's so much talent there. I mean, you had Burma Ochrabat from Mongolia, who's been wrestling, since, you know, she's been in international competition since 2003. I mean, how many 40-year-olds can compete at that level? And to be able to watch her go up against 20-somethings and hold her own, I mean, that's pretty special. And then you had somebody like USA's Amit Ilor, who actually went through and has won world championships this year at 3 different age levels, the senior, junior, in like U20, U23. So, you know, and she's just 18. So you have this whole spectrum of talent that both boys and girls can witness and aspire to. It's pretty neat.
Pretty neat indeed. And Saturday you were at Mount Vernon for taking in the Mount Vernon tournament over there. Really good tournament, always is. They put on a great show. 16 teams over there, and it was a good one again. The Mustangs hosted.
Yeah, you know, and that's Mount Vernon came away with the team title, and I've been very impressed with Mount Vernon here early on. You know, they've really kind of shot up the 2A rankings, both dual-wise and tournament-wise. I think they might be fourth in duels and eighth in a tournament. But, you know, they had a tournament best, six finalists. They had one champion, and Clayton Perot at 106. But, you know, Mount Vernon's a team that, you know, they have balance. They have a mesh of some older wrestlers, some veteran wrestlers, and then this young. They've got a really good young group of talented wrestlers that are in the lineup now and really solidifying things. And, you know, they came away with 217 points, topping Davenport Assumption with 188. But it was Lisbon. You know, Lisbon wasn't they're shorthanded. They came away with five champs, which led everybody, you know, and they placed third behind Mount Vernon and Davenport Assumption, if that tells you what kind of tournament it is. But Lisbon, outside of those injuries and missing guys, excuse me, they still managed 182.5 points. They got titles from Brandon Paez, Tiernan Boots, even Indy Harbaugh, Matthias Cole, and then Wyatt Smith, their heavyweight. And Brandon Paez, he's a you and I commit, the two-time state champ, three-time finalist. He's had some really good tests here the first two weekends at Independence. He faced Blake Jarmo of Prairie, the two-time state finalist, won that match 7-0. Had a highly ranked competitor, Aaron Boone from Washington, Iowa, and Paez got an early takedown and then turned him quick and pinned him in like a minute 20 seconds. So Brandon Paez really on a mission and off to a really good start for Lisbon, and really kind of led the way for the Lions this weekend.
Well, this weekend, none bigger than the Battle of Waterloo. Hard to believe. This is the 12th year of this tournament already. And 32-team bracket and a veritable who's who in wrestling in the States. So I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and that really from its inception, you know, it has become one of the premier events in the first half of the schedule, you know, before the holiday break. And, you know, they do a fantastic job of getting some of the top teams in all three classes there. You know, and this is – I can't remember if it's the second or the third year that they've had the girls' brackets as well. So they'll have two girls' brackets in addition to the four on the boys' side, and you know you're gonna get some of the top teams and in the state battling it out. Just going through some of the seeds, the number one seeds in the four brackets are Osage, West Delaware, Lindmar, and Waverly Shellrock. No real surprise. No surprises there. Interesting thing is Osage and West Delaware just. Based off at the Southland Invitational last weekend, even though it's a different format, but Osage absolutely dominated the field. I know West Delaware was missing a few individuals. They had another state medalist in Brent Yakovic, who had to injury default out, but Osage had 8 champs and 10 finalists and beat West Delaware by over 100 points there. So it'll be interesting to see how those two, you know, they're 1-2 in 2A. It'll be interesting to see if they end up facing each other on day two when these brackets turn to championship pools. Osage has Prairie. Prairie's the number 2 seed in bracket A, and Alvernette's number 3 seed. Things go by seeds. Alvernette and Prairie faced off in the opener that Prairie won by a few points, came down the last couple matches. So that could be a real interesting duel in the semifinals there. And then on the other side of bracket A, Osage has City High. City High just got second at the Seidel tournament. You know, they've got some outstanding individuals with Kale Seaton and Kale Kurtz. Gabe Arnold, who's now ranked number 2 nationally at 182. You know, you've got Ben Keeter, and I think the younger Kurtz brother, Kendall Kurtz, is doing some good things at 106. So it's going to be, you know, there's some really good possible matchups in those first two brackets, and especially when you look at West Delaware's bracket. The 2-3 seed are Don Bosco, who is a perennial power in 1A, obviously, and Indy, who West Delaware faced in the 2A state dual championship last year. So those two brackets are really highly competitive at the Battle of Waterloo and should be fun to watch on Friday and see how that all plays out when they separate in the championship pools on Saturday. I really don't see Linmar having too much trouble, even though they have Ankeny and Indianola in their bracket, and the same with Waverly Shell Rock. I don't think anybody there in bracket D, even with West Des Moines Valley and North Scott being in there. So, yeah, lots of good matchups here at the Battle of Waterloo, like every year.
Like every year. Some of the other big tournaments around, Northland will have theirs coming up this weekend. That's always a good one over there at Troy Mills. Saber mm-hmm. Invitational over at DeWitt comes up this weekend. Red Owens at Southeast yep. Polk. That's not yep. a big one, but that's got a lot of firepower. And then Regina has theirs. And then yep. before we let you go, Thursday night, maybe the best night matchup for a duel in the MVC, Linmar and Iowa City West go at it.
Yeah, Iowa City West has some good individuals. Alex Pierce, a big upcoming freshman, 106-pounder, just got second over at the Council Bluffs Wrestling Classic this last weekend. He's a pretty special talent. You got Justin Avila, Kyler Stratton, both placed over there, as well as Ashton Honore. So they've got a few guys that can get wins for them. But, you know, Linmar is just so balanced and so tough. You know, when you've got the Not Gaborn brothers and you've got Braden Park, Grant Kress, you know, Siri, Malik DeBow, who's a returning state medalist as well. Linmar is just I think a lot of MVC teams are going to have trouble matching up with Linmar. But City High has some good individuals that can get wins. And just to add to the Saturday tournaments that you mentioned, Cedar Rapids Prairie has a girls tournament yep. this weekend too. So that'll be one I think a lot of good area competitors and teams will be at as well.
Yep, girls tournament over at Prairie, the first one that they will have hosting over there. And mm-hmm. all right, man, thanks. We will talk next Tuesday. Have some chicken soup, man.
Yeah, we'll do. yeah, this time of year, so a lot of stuff going around, but we'll rally and move onward.
I know you will. Hey, appreciate it, KJ. Thanks, man.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. KJ Pilcher, joins us on Tuesdays here on the Gym Class as we talk high school wrestling with you, brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Going to let you give a Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, Mark, and it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Find them online at emilshideaway.com. They're open at 4 o'clock.
Sort of a brief one, but Kyler Murray, Arizona Cardinals quarterback, is out for the season. And probably a good portion of next.
Yeah, that was ugly.
With the ACL injury he suffered in last night's game, a loss to New England. Tennessee and Illinois have entered an agreement to play a home-and-home basketball series starting next year. That'll be a good one. And more awards rolling in. Jack Campbell with another first-team All-America award from the Sporting News. And good to see Kayvon Merriweather recognized. I think he was largely, he's All-American. And, I mean, DeGene and Riley Moss got some due. But I think Merriweather, in my mind, was kind of overlooked.
Merriweather's going to have a long career on Sundays.
So good to see him get some recognition.
I would agree. All right, quick break. We'll come back, wrap things up after this in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Save big on everyday products that you need right now at Menards. We've got it all, from big to small and everything in between. Attract a wide variety of birds to your yard with Enchanted Garden Bird Food. We carry a great selection of high-quality blends with sunflower, millet, and other grains to ensure only the best for your backyard friends. Save big money on Enchanted Garden Bird Seed now at Menards.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Dell Technologies' Days of Deals for Business start now with fresh, limited quantity deals on tech to drive productivity. Save on select performance laptops and desktops powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL.
Back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM, or thanks to KJ Pilcher for joining us, talking some wrestling with you out there. Tomorrow we talk more wrestling. Mark Ironside joins us and Chris List to answer your fantasy football questions. That'll be coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And big night of high school hoops. Prairie hosting Linmar in boys action. We'll have that tonight on CRM Live Sports for you at 7:15. Brad Jones and I will have the call. Cedar Falls hosting Kennedy tonight in a big one on the boys' side. Top five matchup right there. And yeah, finals week, no wrestling, no basketball, really. So they'll get back at it coming up next week. You have a good night.
I will indeed. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, and a BNA update tomorrow. All that coming up on the Wednesday edition of the show.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Improve visibility in your vehicle and save $10 on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't